Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Reason I Jumped: The Inner Voice of a 13-Year-Old Boy with Autism is a short memoir and interpretive self-portrait by Naoki Higashida. It was first published in Japan and later translated into English by David Mitchell and K.A. Yoshida. Written when Higashida was a teenager and communicating through an alphabet grid, the book is organized around questions that neurotypical readers often ask about autism: why eye contact can be difficult, why repetition can be comforting, why speech may be limited, and why stimming behaviors such as jumping occur. Its purpose is not to define autism in clinical terms, but to present an inside view of sensory experience, communication barriers, and emotional life. Because it combines personal testimony with a structured question and answer format, the book is especially aimed at parents, caregivers, educators, and general readers who want a more direct understanding of autistic perception. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a question and answer structure designed to explain autistic behavior from inside the experience. The book is built around direct questions that many people ask about autism, and this structure is central to its usefulness. Instead of presenting a chronological life story, Higashida responds to practical concerns such as why autistic people repeat phrases, avoid eye contact, or move in repetitive ways. This format matters because it mirrors the kinds of misunderstandings that often surround autism in daily life. Readers do not just learn that a behavior exists, they are shown a possible internal logic for it. That gives the book a teaching function without turning it into a textbook. The result is a memoir that works like a bridge between lived experience and public confusion. The format also keeps the focus on communication, which is the book's main subject. Each answer reframes behavior as meaningful rather than random, encouraging readers to interpret actions in context rather than through stereotype. That makes the book both accessible and conceptually disciplined. Secondly, communication through an alphabet grid and the challenge of giving nonverbal experience a written form. One of the book's most important elements is the method by which Higashida communicates. Because he is largely nonverbal, he uses an alphabet grid to spell out words and sentences. This detail is not just biographical background, it shapes the book's authority and its limitations. It shows that autistic communication may be slow, assisted, and highly effortful, yet still capable of producing precise and reflective prose. At the same time, it reminds readers that the process of composition is mediated rather than spontaneous in the usual sense. That matters because the book invites readers to think carefully about voice, authorship, and representation. The English version, translated by David Mitchell and K.A. Yoshida, also adds another layer of mediation, which has led some readers to ask how much of the phrasing is original, shaped, or smooth in translation. Even so, the book remains valuable because it demonstrates that communication is not limited to speech. It broadens the definition of expression by showing how intention and meaning can emerge through alternative methods. Thirdly, sensory overload, repetition, and movement as purposeful responses rather than meaningless habits. A major contribution of the book is its treatment of behaviors often labeled odd or disruptive. Higashida explains repetition, jumping, stimming, and other actions as responses to sensory and emotional states rather than as empty habits. In this view, repetitive movement is not merely a symptom to be suppressed. It can be a way of organizing feeling, managing intensity, or making the body feel more coherent. The explanation of jumping is especially memorable because it links movement with emotional release and bodily awareness. This helps readers understand that the autistic body may register the world in ways that are more intense, less filtered, or harder to regulate than the neurotypical body. That insight has practical importance for families and teachers because it encourages them to ask what a behavior is doing for the person rather than simply how it looks from outside. The book, therefore, shifts the discussion from control to interpretation. It does not romanticize difficulty, but it insists that behavior has meaning even when it is hard to decode. Fourthly, a challenge to the assumption that autistic people lack empathy, imagination, or inner life. The book consistently pushes back against the idea that autism equals emotional emptiness or social detachment. Higashida's answers suggest a rich inner life shaped by memory, fear, pleasure, curiosity, and sensitivity. He writes about words, laughter, identity, and the difficulty of being understood, which shows that his mind is not absent from the social world but deeply engaged with it. This is one reason the book had such strong impact on parents and caregivers. It offers evidence that silence or unusual behavior does not mean lack of feeling. Instead, it may mean that feeling is present but not easily translated into conventional interaction. The book also complicates the stereotype of autism as purely a deficit by showing selective strengths, including observation and insight. At the same time, it does not deny difficulty. Rather, it argues that struggle and depth can coexist. That balance is important because it avoids both pity and idealization. The book's emotional force comes from its refusal to treat autistic people as either broken or miraculous. Lastly, a practical reading for families, educators, and caregivers seeking better interpretation and accommodation. The most direct audience for the book is anyone trying to support an autistic child or understand autistic communication more clearly. Its practical value lies in changing how readers interpret behavior. Instead of seeing silence, repetition, or withdrawal as refusal, they may begin to see them as signals that the person is overwhelmed, self-regulating, or communicating differently. That shift can improve patience and reduce conflict in home and classroom settings. The book also encourages accommodation rather than correction, which is a significant distinction in disability writing. Its usefulness comes from empathy, but also from specificity. The reader is given concrete situations and responses rather than broad advice alone. Compared with many books on autism written by clinicians or outsiders, this memoir is unusual because it centers the first-person perspective of a young autistic writer. Compared with adult memoirs, it is narrower in scope but sharper in focus because it captures how autism is lived in childhood and early adolescence. That makes it especially distinctive in the autism literature. In conclusion, The Reason I Jump should be read by parents, family members, teachers, therapists, disability studies readers, and anyone who wants a more serious understanding of autism than public stereotypes usually allow. Its main benefit is interpretive. It helps readers reconsider behaviors that are often misunderstood, and it offers a framework for seeing communication, repetition, and sensory difference as meaningful rather than random. It can also be emotionally useful for caregivers who need a language for frustration, patience, and connection. What sets the book apart from many other autism titles is that it is not an outsider explanation or a general clinical overview. It is a young autistic person's attempt to make his inner world legible, even through mediation and translation. That gives it a directness and intimacy that most comparable books lack. At the same time, its brevity and question-based structure make it accessible to readers who may not have specialist knowledge. In a crowded field of autism writing, it stands out because it combines testimony, interpretation, and practical insight in a form that is concise but still intellectually consequential. If you would like to support Naoki Higashida, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.